Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
And welcome, welcome to the first day of school for New Albany, Floyd County, and welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show again after a three-month hiatus.
Oh, hi, kids. We've still been here.
No, actually, we just took the 3 months off, too.
Did we?
We weren't on.
I missed that.
And so we just started back again. So we're all starting back again. So welcome.
Can we for real do that? I need to incorporate that. Because my kids really don't understand I don't have a summer break. And if we could just go ahead and incorporate that, I think that's a great policy moving forward.
All right, so welcome back to school, the New Albany, Floyd County listeners there on 99.7 DJX. And, you know, I don't know if we'll be around too much longer, considering I am planning on winning the Mega Millions jackpot tonight. It's over $1 billion, even though I am now going back on what I've said time and time again, that I would rather not win $1 billion. I would rather win a smaller amount of money because I would fly under the radar. I've now conceded that, you know what, I could probably do some good stuff with $1 billion. So
now you're in again.
I'm planning on winning. I'm just not going to act like I've won for several months, we'll say.
Okay. So, but then you still have to make the effort to buy the ticket. Is that going to happen? See, that's, again, I think where your plan usually falters.
Yeah, that does require a little bit of effort in the sense of I've got to literally
go buy a convenience store
and pick up a Mega Millions ticket. But yeah, $1 billion, the cash option, $527.9 million, barely livable wage there. And
I mean, maybe you could make it stretch.
The drawing is tonight at 11. So,
all right, we got until, when did they cut off buying tickets?
I don't know. It's like 8, 9 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. You're asking me like I am a lottery expert.
I know. You're barely on the fringe of even knowing it exists, let alone being knowing when you can buy tickets.
I like to congratulate and be like, oh, yay, you know, and cheer for other people in their winnings.
That is so great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we got the first. Oh, gosh. It's the first day of August.
Oh, wow.
Couple things to look forward to. The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie opens tomorrow, which...
Oh, boy.
I've seen some previews of it. I mean, I don't know if I'll see it in the theaters, but I'll definitely watch it at some point.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
This is live action, right? Not animated?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, this harkens back to when I was growing up and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a cartoon. It was on television and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It takes me back to a certain place in history. The NFL preseason gets started this Thursday. Only Murders in the Building returns a week from today. August shaping up to be good month. And I think August is the only month that doesn't have a national holiday. I mean, unless you count National Radio Day as a national holiday, which it's not. But it doesn't have a day that all of us are off. Our next break is Labor Day, and that's not till September.
Oh, gosh. How are we going to push our bodies
through
an entire month?
I know.
Ugh. We really need to revise that calendar. Let's come up with something that we can all get the day off for in August.
All right, so today we got a lot of stuff to get to. Coming up later this hour, we'll introduce you to the Queen of Chaos, talk about the ghosts of Sadieville, and a feel-good on the way next.
A 7-year-old boy born without an arm is finally able to hold a fishing rod with two hands for the first time.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of sad about Paul Rubens,
aka Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman, the actor who played Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, passed away due to cancer at the age of 70. This is the voice that you'll recognize him as. He was on David Letterman before his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure was released in like the 80s. I mean, he's been on in several movies since. He had Pee-wee's Playhouse, which was a kids show back in the 80s as well. He was on shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Matilda. He was in Matilda. I don't know if you remember that or not. But
yeah.
But yeah, he was on David Letterman and giving reviews of his movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Please welcome movie star Pee-wee Herman. Been a long time. You've been away making the film?
Yeah, I've been away making the film.
Congratulations. I understand it turned out very nicely. You're getting good reviews. You got some reviews, have you?
Yeah, I just happened to have a few of the reviews with me, Dave.
All right.
This is the Hollywood Reporter. That's a big, you know, trade industry paper. It says, Pee-wee's Big Adventure isn't just the funniest movie of the year. It's one of the funniest movies ever!
Hey, Delight, I like this movie so well that I've seen it twice. So in
yeah.
A boy, that's very impressive.
Yeah, that's my dad's review.
Yeah, so, yeah, no one really knew that. He kind of kept it secret that he had cancer. But yeah, Paul Reubens, better known as Pee-wee Herman, passed away.
Yeah, he wrote a message to his fans meant to be posted after he passed away on Instagram. You can read that at WDJX.com.
All right, let's get to a feel good. Kelly K.
So the 7-year-old boy who was born without an arm has now been able to hold a fishing rod with two hands for the first time. His name's Alex. He spent birthdays wishing his arm would grow. But now he's happily casting alongside his dad, using this new life-changing $16,000 prosthetic limb. And it's a Black Panther theme.
Oh.
It was a gift from Britain's kindest plumber, James Anderson, who's a 55-year-old who heard about Alex's story and he was really touched and wanted to help out.
Oh, wow.
So Alex has been on the list of UK patients due to receive a prosthetic arm from the National Health Service before the pandemic, but 3 years later, he's still waiting.
Oh.
So his parents attended an event by the makers of this robotic arm. It was so advanced, it allows people to pick up a pin with its fingers. Mm. So they're like, all right, we got to try to get him one. So they launched a crowdfunding bid to raise the money needed to buy the arm. They said it would be life-changing for Alex, and that's when Plumber James saw the fundraiser, fell in love with the whole story, and offered to pay for the entire thing.
Look at that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
You can see the story. We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, you know, we've had this rash of fans throwing things on stage. Bebe Rexha got hit with a cell phone. Pink had someone's mom's ashes thrown on stage. I mean, Ava Max got assaulted on stage.
Yeah, dude actually jumped up on stage and tried to hit her.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Cardi B over the weekend had someone throw a drink or some sort of liquid. It looked like a drink, but some sort of liquid at her while she was on stage. She, in turn, throws her microphone at the person. And now it looks like the Las Vegas Police Department says that they are they're basically investigating. The lady filed a police report over the incident.
Now, they don't know if it's the person that threw the drink on stage or not, because they now, and also Cardi asked the audience to splash her with water. So, and then the woman was heard like apologizing immediately when, you know, the toss, I guess, didn't splash her the way,
like,
she was intending.
Listen,
and then security escorted the person out.
I want you to splash me with water, but yes. I don't want you to actually splash me.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's a little bit more to that one.
Yeah. So, anyways, don't know if she's actually going to, you know, have the charges pressed on her, you know, have to pay out a fine or anything on that. But yeah, you can see the original incident. Up at WDJX.com. Coming up next, there's a Facebook page that has garnered a lot of attention. We posted it and shared it on Ben and Kelly's show if you want to see it.
And not everybody is fully aware of the type of account this Facebook page is. Mm. They feature certain kinds of stories.
Well, and some are going to say this is Photoshopped, but Kelly,
it's satire.
Kelly thinks it could be real.
Listen, it's a pretty good job.
At thebenandkellyshow.com.
There's some spooky things happening in Sadieville, Kentucky.
this from the Georgetown Insider.
Okay.
They shared this post on Facebook when it got people talking. So it says a mysterious sighting on a Scott County back road has a whole town talking. A motorcyclist traveling eastbound on Spoon Branch Road saw the ghost of a little girl standing in the middle of the road.
Ooh.
Michael Votaw is the motorcyclist. He said she was wearing a nightgown like what you might find at Dawa Hairs or JCPenney's. He was driving his Kawasaki Ninja over 100 miles an hour when he suddenly saw the ghost. He said, at first I thought it was a deer, but then I remembered deer don't wear clothes.
Deer don't wear clothes.
So I slammed on the brakes, but she didn't move. She just stood there in the middle of the road with a spooky look on her face. It was the creepiest thing I'd ever seen. So Sheriff Tony Hampton with the Scott County Sheriff's Department is investigating, said my advice is to go home. Hug your loved ones tight and tell them you love them. Because if this ghost is real, we're all doomed.
Okay.
Then we go to the comments.
So this post did include a photo.
Sure did. It is pretty creepy. She's kind of exactly like what he described.
Yeah.
Chris said, don't be alarmed. That's my cousin. She sleepwalks. Her name is Linda Blair. Sharon, now I know not to shop for nightgowns at JCP. And imagine how differently this story would have turned out had he not remembered that deer don't wear clothes. Whew! Good catch, Michael.
Good catch!
Yep. Dorothy, I saw the same nightgown at Sears, classic flannel. Crystal, she's on her way to DQ to get that foot-long ice cream cone. Sims Nancy said, so did they play chicken or what?
No.
Lavinia, she's starting to think that this may not be real. All this stuff the site posts is just a joke, isn't it? To which Susanna says, it's not real. Sorry. Should have seen my daughter's face, though, when we went to Skyline Chili and there weren't velvet seats and men in tuxedos to serve her like she read on this site.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you mean
it.
Things on Facebook may not be what they seem in real life?
Specifically in the Georgetown Insider. Yeah, they don't post real stories. It's all parody. But, man, I mean, the picture. I mean, that looked real.
Does it, though, or does it just kind of look Photoshopped?
I know, it does.
And not even like Photoshopped, good Photoshop. Like someone took the Paint app on their computer and just cut and paste.
Listen, I was impressed. But a lot of other people were pointing out if Michael had slammed on his brakes driving his motorcycle at 100 miles an hour, he would have flipped off the bars. You know?
Well,
would have caused probably an
accident. I mean, let's assume that when he slammed on his brakes, he slowed down at a reasonable speed.
Okay, yeah. But the ghost didn't flinch.
Didn't flinch at all because, you know what? Ghost was already dead.
Absolutely.
Ghost was already dead. Didn't need any of that nonsense.
May have been on her way to DQ. I think Crystal was on to something with that.
All right. So the ghost on Spoon Branch Road.
Yeah, look out for it.
In tiny little Sadieville, Kentucky.
Look out for it.
Watch out.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
On the way, a phone tap involving, a plumber. Say that. Right around 7 o'clock. Before that, though, there's a 23-year-old here from Kentucky getting a lot of attention. And
she's even got a nickname, too.
Yeah, the Queen of Chaos.
Yep.
All right, we'll introduce you to her.
She's pretty proud.
Yep.
That her mom is, too.
On the way. Every morning, right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so this 23-year-old from Kentucky getting a lot of attention. It's a setting the bar story, so if you can manage to make it through the day without gaining fame as the Queen of Chaos because of your glamorous Barbie-esque mugshots, you're doing okay.
I mean, she's been arrested, 10 times?
Yeah, she...
And she brags about it.
Yep, this is from Inside Edition.
23-year-old Rihanna Bell Brock has been arrested, get this, 10 times.
Yep, 10 times.
Yep.
And has glamorous mugshots to prove it. They've earned her the title, the Queen of Chaos.
Yeah, so apparently she's been kicked out of about 3 of our finest institutions here in Kentucky, from EKU to WKU and Georgetown College.
Look at that. She's done the tour.
She has done the tour. That's right. And everybody is now that the Barbie movie is out, saying that her mugshots are very Barbie mugshot or Barbie movie-esque.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene where Barbie gets picked up and she takes these very glamorous, like, mugshots, right?
She's always smiling or giving a kissy face.
Right. And yeah, exactly. And so has been dubbed the Queen of Chaos and has done everything from stealing a car to wrecking it to theft, things like that. She has said,
she comments on these posts, like she'll post the mugshot and be like, I stole a car and literally wrecked it. LOL.
Yeah. Yeah. I made it, y'all. Mom, aren't you proud? Things like that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to embrace my mistakes. I didn't really ask for them to go viral. In some way, I do regret my decisions.
In some way, I do regret. Yep.
Oh, wow.
In some way, I do regret. So, you can see the Queen of Chaos. We have her up at WDJX.com.
Ironically, when Inside Edition did the story, though, she didn't want to be on camera.
I know that.
Even though her mugshots were literally viral. Like, everybody knows her face.
I know. That is kind of funny.
And he was like, you're viral. Why don't you want to be on camera?
Right.
You know what? I'm getting some hate.
Yeah, she did say she was getting hate as well as love, but a lot of hate. And so she didn't want her face to be up there anymore. But
Hopefully she's going to grow up at some point and realize maybe this is not the best way to gain fame.
So again, set at the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without gaining fame as the Queen of Chaos, then you're doing okay.
It's much.
Yep. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jody set us up to this, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'd like for you to call and mess with my husband, Dan, for his birthday.
All right.
He manages a plumbing company in town, and I'm thinking you could come up with something good.
Yeah, thanks. So Robert Hassenpepper has to call Dan, well, because he has a plumbing issue, right?
Sure.
But he suspects one of his employees may have caused it.
Uh-oh.
It's a phone tap.
Hello. Plumbing and heating.
Hi, the name's Robert Hassenpepper. You actually had a guy out of my place the other day to install a new shower, and I need to talk to you about that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for your business. I hope you're happy with the work we did on the shower.
Well, no, the shower's not the issue. That works great. You did a great job on that. Problems with the toilet next to the shower.
Uh-oh.
Ever since your guy left, it's been clogged. And I mean really clogged.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I don't have your paperwork in front of me at the moment, but do you happen to remember the name of the plumber that we sent over?
No. Here's the thing. I wasn't here when he was working. Let him in, do the shower. Then I had to leave for work, but I know the toilet was working fine when I left. Then when I came home later, it was clogged.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, without knowing the specifics of the plumbing in your house, it just seems unlikely that any work you did on the shower would affect the toilet, you know, like that. You're sure it was working before?
Of course I'm sure. Look, maybe I'm not being clear enough. You know what I think happened? I think your guy decided to relieve himself. Left me with a real log jam down there.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right. Well, wait. Let's just wait a second. Let's not jump to conclusions just yet. I mean, my employees always avoid using the client's facilities whenever possible. And if he did, I highly doubt he would have left it with the clock.
Oh, he most certainly took a big old hairy dump.
Oh, gosh.
And do I need to get in there and collect a DNA sample that proves it was your guy?
No, sir, that won't be necessary. Let's not dwell on how this happened, okay? I'll have someone out to your house for the end of the day, and we'll...
Well, I better not be paying for this either. Who knows what's stuck in my drain?
Uh-oh.
What'd that guy eat for breakfast anyway? I've been spraying hairspray.
There'll be no charge for fixing the toilet. I can send someone out right away.
Well, I want a different guy. Don't send me Poopy McPooperson back here again.
yes, fine. I'll send a different plumber for you. Can I have your address?
Well, right now, I'm... here at the radio station.
What? What? I thought you said this was for your home, right?
I did. Dan, hey, it's Ben Davis. And what I meant to say was this is a phone tap, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap in honor of your birthday.
Really? I'm on the radio.
Yep, say hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, man, that was good. That was pretty good. Man, Jody has had me listen to these things before.
Yeah.
I never thought you'd be able to get me, man.
Welcome to it.
Well,
today's your day.
When Poopy McPooperson arrives at my house, I mean...
I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
You're supposed to fix plumbing, not cause the problems.
There you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, welcome to August. Hopefully you're fully caffeinated. Maybe you've had your breakfast of eggs and toast and bacon. You know what? This is random. Quick tangent. Go with me on this, okay?
Okay.
Who was the first person to look at an egg come out of a chicken's butt and go, you know what?
That looks tasty.
I think if I cracked that open
and
fried it up, I would I would enjoy that.
I don't know. I would love to know that too.
Mistake?
Who invented like fried or scrambled eggs?
Like, was it a mistake? Like an egg cracked on a hot stone or a hot rock and then fried
then
up and they're like, oh, all right.
Oh,
you know,
we'll
it's
try
like
that.
The cavemen are like, oh, good. You know, things
maybe
like that.
Maybe it was a caveman that discovered a fried egg for the first time and said, let's continue eating that.
Anyways, just thought. Hey, coming up next, it's a feel good story.
I mean, was it the same person that thought, you know what? Let's cut up that pig and fry it up in a pan. Delicious bacon.
I mean, the idea of food and creation of food and
who did it first
and how you and the different combinations of food and discovering new things to eat is amazing. And how many people do we not know tried things that were poisonous, died, and then
after a while, that's not a good breakfast item.
After a while, realized, you know what, probably shouldn't eat that.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, Jared loves Caveman Ben. We could like really go down a deep, deep wormhole if we try to go find the origins of every one of our favorite breakfast foods.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyways, feel good story coming up next.
Yeah, this is a really good one. So a guy decided to kind of play matchmaker on Instagram by posting on his stories about his single friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's an engagement happening.
All right. And Kelly K?
This is just kind of a fun and sweet story. Alton Bugs II got to play matchmaker for two of his single friends. He posted about them on his Instagram stories, and now two of them are engaged.
Oh.
One of them is Alex Castellanos. He posted this cute picture of her and a caption about her interests. That led to Troy Merrow following her. She followed back. Messages started, and the rest is history.
In 2022, I started randomly posting my single friends to my Insta stories. And I decided this was going to be a way that I could maybe just kind of get them out there and put them out in front of people that may be interested. And so in May of 2022, I posted Alex.
Troy followed me. And so I followed him back.
And just like based off the conversation and like the way like she replied, it was like really in depth. And that was like something that I was looking for. And our conversation was easy.
I get a message from Troy in May. On the anniversary, May 20th, I'm going to propose. And I said, oh my God, this is insane.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool? On the one-year anniversary of the day that he messaged her.
Yeah.
That's when he proposed. And Alton was there for the proposal along with other family and friends. He says he just loves seeing people connect and find that person that they don't want to do life without. He's fascinated by human connection. That's why he wanted to do it. So
very good.
Cool. Yep. See the story, WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Callie reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, may I just say that I love your show?
Oh, thank you.
Been a faithful listener since my middle school days. Anyway, something I thought you may be able to bring up with your group therapy segment. Basically, I'm a former party girl who's now the mom of a three-year-old. And if I'm honest, I'm really missing going out and partying. And it's so not her to be trapped at home with a kid.
Mm.
So I used to be at Bar Louisville or Coyotes every weekend. Sitting in bottle service with all my friends.
Uh-huh.
I'd go to after parties when the bar is closed, not get home till 5 or 6 a.m. I literally used to get home for the night, the time I'm waking up to care for my kid now.
Mm.
I wanted to have a baby and get married, but who I am now just doesn't feel like me.
Oh.
I'm a fun person, and now I don't have fun anymore. My husband is supportive of me trying to still have fun, so he lets me go out every once in a while. I'll go out with my best friend who's still single. I don't stay out till 5 a.m., but we'll stay out until the bar closes, and if I have the opportunity. Does anybody else feel this way, and how do I get past it?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she wants to settle in and love her life now and stop missing her old lifestyle. But how do you do that?
Yeah, that's... I mean, it's a maturity thing, right?
Yeah, I feel like there is some
immature,
of that.
But, like, it's... That's... Part of it is just growing up.
Yeah.
But just because you grow up doesn't mean you can't have fun.
No, exactly. I think you just kind of switch the kind of fun that you have. I mean, three-year-olds can be, yes, a lot of work, but they're super fun, too. I mean, every phase that your child goes through is pretty awesome.
Right.
And you can't... as a family unit with your husband is kind of a new kind of fun and happiness.
Yes, there's that, but you can't go out drinking with your three-year-old. Now, you...
Right, but think of the hangovers you're not going to have, right?
I mean, you could still do earlier nights where it's... I mean, and I get, maybe she likes the dancing and she likes the atmosphere of the nightlife, and she's just not getting that anymore.
Right.
Because, you know, that scene isn't a thing until... You know, after 10, 11, 12 o'clock even here in Louisville. So,
well, and it sounds like her husband is letting her still have some of that.
Right.
It's not like he's saying, no, you can't do that. You're a mom now.
I don't know. Maybe you've got a suggestion. Maybe you were Callie and you have suggestions on how you were able to maybe have the best of both worlds, maybe compromise in areas. Maybe
like start to fall in love with your life that you have now and see it in a different light as not something that's holding you back from being the person you used to be.
You know, like I said before, I never wanted to go back to the wild, crazy college life or party life or whatever that I had in my early 20s. But I can get together with friends who were there with me and reminisce and have fun. And that in and of itself is fun. And just, you know, talking about the up to no good stuff that we would get into.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, I didn't get married until my early 30s. And so I feel like I had plenty of time to get all that out of my system. So I guess by the time that all that started happening for me, I was ready for it.
Yeah. So you're not really a good one to ask because
I'm not.
Yeah, you already had it out of your system.
I had plenty of time. I had like a whole decade to just run around and be selfish and do whatever I wanted.
All right, 502-795-1997, 795-1997. So Callie, a former, quote, party girl, who is now married and a mom, she misses her former life, and her husband is supportive, lets her go out every now and then, but it's not the same. And she's like, does anyone else feel this way? How do I get past this? I want to still party and have fun, and my new life is not my old life, and...
I think we have to try to help her fall in love with her life now and still be okay with occasionally still going out and getting a taste of the life that she once had because her husband lets her do that. Brittany said, I had to find ways to still be me with my child. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a single mom. It's definitely hard, but I try to find mom friends so we can do a play date for moms and kids. And again, it's just kind of like a different kind of fun.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean you can never go out.
Yeah, Sassy Matt says, I love the nightlife. Is it illegal to take your toddler to a bar?
Well,
I'll tell you.
Restaurant bars, no, but maybe posted up at the bar, probably frowned upon.
I will say I've had friends who we would go out and I'd be like, oh, you brought your kid.
You have a baby
in a bar. I know. So, and he goes on and says, I've kept my party itch at bay by having one night per week that I go out. And then I have a couple music festivals that I go to every year and have the proper bender. So maybe just getting it out you know, in small doses is a good way to look at it.
Brad said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my wife and I had our first child at 19. We were then married at age 20, have been together for 15 years since. I think if she just has some patience, gives it some time before too long, a glass of wine and going to bed at 10 o'clock will be plenty of excitement.
Now, Elizabeth, you're not a former party girl, but you did used to go out with friends and stay out late, yeah?
Yes.
Yes. So what is your, I guess, suggestion for Callie?
So falling in love with your new life and kind of getting into a groove with that is hard. You know, going out late and not having a bedtime and not having a wake up time.
Yeah, right.
Those were good days. For me now, I have two littles, 5 and almost 3-year-old. Sometimes a Target date where we get a Starbucks drink and share it while we walk around looking at bedding or cups and bowls, or if I'm feeling really brave, toys.
You just need to ask the Target to do some strobe lights for you and turn the music up a little louder.
If we could just make this feel like a club atmosphere, I'd feel a little bit more at home.
As far as, like, taking time for yourself and maybe a friend, like, my friend and I, we used to gush over Supernatural. And we will take a night every week and we'll pick our favorite episode. And I'll do kind of like a stream thing and we'll watch it together even if we're not together. And it's a lot of fun.
So it's about like connecting with your friend more than, I guess, the place that you're connecting in.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Elizabeth, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
This is really the biggest thing, I think, that she, and maybe she's not saying this part out loud, but when you go to a club and you're doing dancing and all the things, there isn't there like flirting that happens. You kind of still want to feel like you're getting noticed by guys.
Mm.
Even though you're married, you still want to feel like you got it.
Mm.
And maybe she's missing a little bit of that.
Like, I still got it sort of thing.
I still got it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I still got
it. And, you know, when you become a mom, you still kind of want to feel that, you know, I'm still like a hot, desirable woman.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of being a mom to this, raising this little human and a wife. And maybe she's missing some of that too, even though she probably has a fantastic husband. It sounds like he's really great and understands and is trying to meet her halfway by saying, yeah, you can still go out and do some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Just not all the time.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I like all the suggestions, and hopefully Callie, there is some compromise there and there's some suggestions that you can see on either Facebook or that you've heard that can help get you over your hump.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, make a standing date is to go out with your single friend, you know, once a month or, mm-hmm. you know, every couple of weeks, just something that is. But then, you know, you probably need to also allow your husband to do that, too. If he is feeling the same way and still wants to reconnect and go have a boys' night, you've got to compromise with that as well. So it's not just about you needing to get away.
Or you let your kids stay at the grandparents and you and your husband go out and,
there you go,
and have some
bring
crazy
them with
times.
You.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Thanks, Callie. Dominic Fike coming to Iroquois Amphitheater. We got tickets for you to win on 99.7 DJX all this week. Let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Introduce you to Sarah calling us from Lanesville. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So Sarah's got brownish, blondish hair, she says. Has a drives a Honda Pilot. Is a teacher of pre-K. So that's...
Oh, good luck. Yeah. You need a special level of patience for that age group. What a saint. I love it.
Very true. Very yeah. true.
And is married. Sarah, how long have you been married?
13 years.
Wow. Good
yes!
job. The lucky 13.
Yeah. Yes.
Still feeling just as... great about everything.
I'm very, very lucky.
Oh,
there you go.
That's great.
Yep.
That's
she's just
great.
Shutting it down. Do you hear how she's shutting it down?
You know.
You hear how she's not asking? She doesn't want the next question?
Yeah, he might be listening. See, Sarah knows.
Exactly.
He might be listening. I got to say everything.
He's like, caution, don't be revealing too much.
She could say how she keeps the spark alive. That's. I mean, it could be dress up. It could be.
Oh my gosh!
Names.
Stop it could talking.
Be different things like that.
Stop
I don't know.
Talking.
Am I the only one that has my hand up?
Yes. Yes.
All right, Sarah. We got 60 seconds on the clock. 10 pop culture questions. Answer as many correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if there's time. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Here we go. Question one. Your time will start after I finish asking the first question. All right. Here we go. Which artist generated seismic activity equivalent to a 2.3 magnitude earthquake during her Eras tour stop in Seattle?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor. Which former Disney actress and pop star currently stars in the Hulu series Only Murders in the Building?
Selena Gomez.
Boxer Terrence Crawford walked out to the song Lose Yourself. Who sings that?
Eminem.
Fill in the blank. Doja
Cat.
Emmy Awards celebrate what media?
TV.
What high school grade is after freshman?
Sophomore.
Ed Sheeran was serving Chicago-style hot dogs in what city he just played?
Chicago.
What company has a logo that's a picture of an apple with a bite out of it?
Apple.
Paul Rubens was best known as what 80s children's television star?
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Which rapper sings I Like It, Bodak Yellow, Up, and WAP?
Oh, pass.
Oh, okay, you got, that's your last one. Which rapper sings I Like It, Bodak Yellow, Up, and WAP?
Cardi B.
Cardi B, you got it!
Oh my gosh, is that 10 for 10?
She did it all!
That is 10 for 10!
Wow, Sarah, you may be the first person on our show to actually get all 10 right in under 60 seconds.
Really?
You are crushing it!
Wow. That was amazing.
Wow, hold your head up high. Yeah, you didn't get any wrong. That was great.
But kudos to the fact that you're like, what artist on her Eras tour?
Oh, Sarah, I can tell that you're a teacher. You have worldly knowledge.
Yes, she does.
It's a lot of useless information.
Yes.
But it worked for this.
Yes, it sure did.
What company has a symbol of an apple with a bite out of it? Apple.
Okay. Some are easier than others. Kelly's making fun of some of the question choices, but
no,
whatever.
I like it. I like it.
Well, Sarah, congratulations. Have a great day of school.
Thank you.
Yep. And hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Oh, she's great.
Oh, wow.
Slayed the game.
Wow.
She can walk into school a little pep and a step.
Yeah, all 10. Love that. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. After you break up with your partner, there doesn't need to be a complete like axe. Everything is in the trash from the ex. Sometimes, you know, you have fond memories from certain things, or maybe there is a favorite sweatshirt that has stayed at your place after the breakup, and you're like, you know what, sweatshirt's comfy.
And so then you just hang on to it, a little memento.
Well, I'll tell you, a wild full circle moment. I began dating my wife. She had just gotten out of a relationship with a guy, another guy. He had dated this woman who went to U of L. We were not in Louisville at the time. We were in Columbus, Ohio. And she had a Louisville field hockey shirt that wound up at my wife's ex-boyfriend's house. Well, my wife ended up taking the shirt because, again, comfy shirt.
Sure.
Right? And so then it wound up in my possession. And then we wound up in Louisville. And so
you still have it. And, you still rock it.
And my daughters now go to U of L. And
oh,
so
look at that.
I don't think we have the Louisville field hockey shirt anymore, but it's just funny how it changed hands so many times, and it just kind of came full circle that now we're actually living in Louisville, and daughters go to U of L and all that fun stuff. So anyways, sometimes is all I'm saying. Sometimes there are things that are left behind that you like.
Yeah, I think I returned all clothes that I had borrowed from boyfriends in the past. All I really had was pictures.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was never in this boat.
Well, Rena is currently dealing with keeping mementos from an ex. And it's now becoming an issue with her current boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Now, it should be an easy, like, all right, well, who's more important, your ex-boyfriend or your new boyfriend? Right?
Oh, yeah.
That should be the quick question, but it's a little bit more complicated than that. We'll get into it coming up next. We're the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. We dive into the DMs. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. You can send us a message. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Rena reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help with something. My ex-boyfriend was an artist and created paintings for me and of me throughout our relationship.
Okay.
We broke up in late 2021, but I never took down the paintings because honestly, I like them. They're very personal. Plus, I've gotten a lot of positive comments from people who see them because they're good.
Okay.
Well, now I've been seeing my current boyfriend, we'll call him James, for most of this year, and my lease was up on my place, so we decided to try living together. Anyway, I hung up three of those paintings, and James started asking a bunch of questions about them. I was honest and told him they were painted for me, and then he said he doesn't want them in our house because it's a reminder of my past relationship. I think he's acting a bit ridiculous, and he's wanting me to take them down. Am I being unreasonable? I have no feelings for my ex anymore, but I really do like his art. So I guess my question to you and your listeners is, should I stick up for my feelings or should I concede and just get rid of them? Or is there a compromise? Thanks.
Oh, wow.
That's tough.
That is. Have you ever had someone paint you?
No, but I want one.
I know. I feel like...
I want some art of me.
Is there anyone who has been painted or been the muse in someone's past?
I take that back. My wedding photographer had a painting done of a picture that he took of me in my wedding dress and had it made into like a painting, a huge painting. And it was like set up at the base of the stairwell in the Brown Hotel when I showed up to get ready there. I mean, that was pretty, that was pretty awesome. I think he still has it, but it was very large. Like if I tried to put that in my house, it would make me look like I really like myself. Because that is large.
Sarah texts in and says, it's respect for your new boyfriend versus your feelings, so go ahead and just take him down. Nah, she's not saying there's necessarily a compromise there. I get it. You're like, oh, this is special. This is special to me. I don't know. I mean,
or it's just good art. I mean, if she was just, you know, saying, well, I really like the art pieces.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily about like who did it. They're just really good. And I like the way they look.
Okay, two things. One, would love to hear your... Maybe it's not artwork, but you have been in this situation where your ex, a memento of your ex has hung around and it's caused an issue with your current and what you did about it, right? Maybe it's not artwork. And then I want to know, has anyone painted you? That's what I want to know.
That's really personal.
And
it's very Titanic.
Did you? I know. Paint me like one of your French women. Yes.
Yeah. How did we not ask for
a picture of the
pictures? Yes. I need to see the paintings.
Well,
they sound amazing.
Honestly, she just messaged us. I never messaged her back, so I guess I could ask.
By the way, we need to see the artwork for research purposes.
Yeah, exactly. The less clothes you're wearing, the better.
Stop. I don't think they're that kind of paintings.
We don't know. We don't know.
Well, then in that case, do you want nude paintings of yourself hanging up on the walls?
Yeah.
For all, like, I feel like it's not.
You're probably
right. I feel
like
it's not too sassy if they're hanging in the living room.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. If you've got a story about that or what you did, that could help. We'll get some more of your stories on here next. Interesting DM from Rena, who has an ex who has painted things for her and of her. Now, she says they're really good. She likes them. But ever since moving in with her new boyfriend, that's become an issue because she's hung three of the items.
And she's like, you know, the paintings are really good.
Yeah.
It's not that I have feelings for them. It's just I really like the art.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, look, if you're starting this relationship, it's a new life together. You're getting a new home. You're sharing a living space. You know, maybe, like Bethany says, try decorating it together. Keep the art you want, but don't hang them in a shared space.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have, like, an area that's just yours. Because, you know, you're just dating. So, I mean, I get... you know, you may not have like a, you may have a room that's maybe specifically just yours. And maybe that's a spot where you hang one of them. Maybe that's a compromise. Maybe you find one that's just like is not of you. And it's of like a landscape or a, you know, piece of fruit or something. And you just
happy little trees.
Yeah, exactly. And you just hang that or something. Something that's not a blaring indication that, oh, okay, this was an ex who painted her. Yeah, exactly. So I think maybe the pictures of you or the artwork of you, maybe that's stashed or stored, you know, for another occasion or something.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably going to be like the best way to get around that. And, you know, Hunter's like, sounds like she should have sold the paintings after the breakup, but she likes the paintings.
Yeah. Rachel said, just because things didn't work out with that person doesn't mean you have to wipe them from your thoughts. It's nice to remember someone you cared about and had good times with. Well, sure. But if it's getting into the way of your new relationship, Brittany says, my current boyfriend has a blanket his ex made for him. As a gift, I made a new one for us to cuddle under and suggested the old one be put away for safekeeping. She used a specific fabric pattern. I knew it cost a decent bit amount of money and a lot of her time, so I'd hate to see it be thrown away for no real reason.
Maybe that's a really good perspective. So what I'm hearing you say is have the new boyfriend paint her?
Yes, exactly. That could be
absolute disaster.
Or that could be amazing.
Yes, it could. All right, well, then you create me some art.
Right, exactly. I tell you what, I will wear whatever you want or not, and you can paint me.
Exactly. I would love to see it, too. I would love to see it.
That's great.
Stephen says, yeah, I have issues over paintings of you. Who cares who painted them? If you like them, then you should be able to hang them. I've got pictures of me and my ex with my three kids still, but my new wife has no issues with me keeping them because that was a part of my life. And trust me, I have no feelings for my ex. This is definitely a red flag with the new relationship. First, it's him making you put these paintings away. Next, it's him making you only go places with him. And next, keeping you away from your family. Well, that's jumping ahead a few.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's a red flag. Maybe it's a yellow flag. But it's because I do hear what he's saying.
Right.
And I think out of respect, maybe there is a compromise. And I think the compromise, and I'm going to go back to, is you not hanging the pictures of you that he painted, but maybe... Oh. Of the other things, or one of the other paintings that,
or
that
are they
did.
All of her? I don't know.
I don't know. She said for me and of me. So
okay.
It sounded like there were two.
Maybe the ones of you we don't hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones you know for you.
Okay.
We hang up the happy little trees.
And hey, I love the idea of
new boyfriend.
Why
create some art.
You create some art?
Let's
and
get
we'll
some
hang
paints
that.
And a yes. canvas. Let's make some magic happen.
Yes, go to one of those sip and art things and do that together. And yeah,
that's a really good idea. Go do that together.
That might be fun. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hope that helps. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX. It's now time for Science Corner.
Science Corner.
So, you know, last week the big news was that there are alien, how do they describe them? Biogenics?
Non-human.
Non-human biogenics hidden by the government, locked away, along with certain aircraft. So that in and of itself, wow, right?
Yeah, that was a lot to find out. And it was like, a.k.a. alien pilots.
Right. Now this is literally something out of Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
When you think about a worm that has been encased in permafrost in Siberia for 46,000 years has just been resuscitated by scientists.
So we're talking about like a zombie worm? Is that really what we're talking about?
It's literally like Jurassic Park, taking the DNA from
the mosquitoes saved in amber to create dinosaur. I mean, this is the start.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Yes! Yeah, should exactly. you be doing this?
I don't know if we should be bringing worms back to life that were alive during the woolly mammoth kind of time period.
Yes! I mean...
This feels very Pet Cemetery to me, doesn't it? A little bit? I mean, it feels very Pet Cemetery.
I mean, it is a worm.
Yeah, it's a worm, but it's like it was alive during the woolly... Could you imagine, like, if the worm had feelings and could process things? Like, he went to sleep, and the last thing he saw was, like, a woolly mammoth, right? He wakes up, and now, like, he's looking at all the things he's around him now.
A self-driving car, airplanes.
Right. He's looking at Teslas, going, smartphones. What is happening?
What is happening? Yeah, I'm sure the worm is
going
doing
on?
That.
The garden looks different now.
So, hashtag zombie worms are now a thing that scientists have resurrected from 46,000 years frozen in time. So I don't know.
That's much.
I don't know what that says for humans. You know, maybe this is a thing where, all right, we can do that to a worm. Let's permafrost
let's freeze some people. Bring back grandpa in a couple of years.
I know, right?
I mean, I don't know. But I think that the key, though, is you have to be alive when you're frozen, right?
Right, right, right. I would think that you'd have to have working organs when
that's
you...
very Han Solo. That happened to Han Solo.
Yes, nerd nuts. Like, what is that? Empire Strikes Back?
Yes, and then into Return of the Jedi.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Right. I don't know anyone that's going to sign up for that, though.
Well, you never know. So, anyways, there you are. Science Corner here on 99.7 EJX as the zombie worm is now a thing. And once again, we go to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
That's right.
Yes, let's think about if we should bring back the prehistoric worms.
Right, there you go. On 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories. Kelly, what are these?
These are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, we get it. You get thirsty. Part of being an adult, knowing when and where is an appropriate place to grab a drink. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a swig of milk from the jug... When it's not your milk or your house, you're doing okay.
Is it a friend's house?
He's a realtor.
Oh, boy.
And
come on now.
And he was showing a home.
No.
All right, so Mike is a realtor there in British Columbia showing a house to potential buyers. And when the owners looked at their home cameras, they saw that Mike, the realtor, opened up the fridge, took a swig of milk from their fridge without using a glass.
Come on now.
And put it back.
Oh, God, that's backwash. Oh, those people that came home and probably drank his backwash without knowing until they figured it out on the security cameras.
Yeah, so Mike claims that he was on new medication, was under a lot of stress, felt unusually dehydrated that day. I don't know why he then grabbed for the milk jug out of the refrigerator and not just a cup out of the cupboard to get a glass of water, but whatever. He's been fined $15,000 for conduct unbecoming. So
I don't
know if it was his realty company that fined him or who, but anyways.
Not sure, but that is kind of, you know, a basic understanding from, you know, I'm married to a realtor, so... He could tell you that when you go in to show a home, we don't disturb anything. We don't go through drawers. We don't use the facilities. We don't eat or drink their food. Seriously.
I mean,
that's common sense, though. You don't have to be a realtor to know that.
I mean, I have heard of baking cookies if you are having like a showing of your house. So you've
sure.
got that nice warm
you
cookie
get
smell.
That, and... Sure. You get that permission though.
Yeah,
from
you put
the
them out
home
on...
owners.
Right. But could you imagine seeing your realtor open your fridge?
Oh no,
start
sir.
Rummaging through and take a swig of milk right out of the jug.
No.
Oh,
fired.
My gosh.
Fired. No, sir.
So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a swig of milk from the jug when it's not your milk or your house and you're the realtor showing that house, then you've done
okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're not supposed to make yourself at home.
Oh, shoot. All right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story. All right. She recently posted a kind of a bird's eye view of her room and a typewriter on her bed and her just kind of like walking around and stuff like that, doing stuff in her room as a preview of her upcoming album Guts. And I'm just thinking, man, one, who has a typewriter anymore?
Sure.
And two, how high is her ceiling to be able to get that shot?
That does look like it's very high.
Yeah, I know.
It looks very high. Couple stories.
Anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. So, you know, recently everybody was talking about Barbenheimer and the fact that, you know, you're going from Oppenheimer, which is kind of dark and about the atom bomb, to Barbie, which is obviously about Mattel and Barbie, and how you'd see both of them. And so they called it Barbenheimer. Well, there is a new double feature coming to theaters in September.
What is that?
September 29th. It's when the release of Paw Patrol and Saw X are coming out. People are calling
Saw Patrol, right. Come on now. That is not going to work
out as well. You're going to go from Saw to Paw Patrol. Boom.
That is very violent. That's a violent, sharp left turn.
The game begins September 29th.
OMG.
Yeah, so Saw Patrol. We'll tweet it out. You can see kind of the funny little poster that they've created at Ben and Kelly Show. And I know Ryan Smetzer, who's up next, is way geeked for it.
Oh, yeah. He's all up in it.
he's way in it. Yes. He's all up in it. So, anyways, enjoy that and look forward to that. Maybe September 29th here on 99.7 DJX. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. See all the latest trending stories at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.